Unit 1. Lesson 1A. Exercises 8 and 9. Speaker 1.
I've performed all over Britain in clubs as a stand-up comedian, and it can be hard work. I did a show in Liverpool last Saturday, and the audience let me know that they didn't think I was very funny. When a show goes badly like that, you need to be thick-skinned, because people can say some quite hurtful things. Fortunately, I'm quite single-minded, and I won't let one bad show stop me. I've also had very successful nights, and I know that as long as I continue to be hard-working, I'll eventually do well.
Speaker 2.
I've always enjoyed travelling on my own, because it gives me the opportunity to be a real traveller rather than a tourist. I've made lots of friends all around the world that I wouldn't have made if I always travelled with a group of people. Of course, you need to be quite self-confident to travel alone, and it helps to be open-minded. On one of my trips, I was invited to a meal with a family and cooked insects were on the menu. I didn't want to seem bad-mannered, so I ate them. You also need to be easygoing when you're travelling on your own and realise that things won't always go the way you plan them. Actually, it's the unexpected events that make trips more interesting anyway.
Speaker 3.
My brother Sean has worked as a DJ for a long time and he does weddings and other social events. He always tells me that being a DJ is a lot more than just playing records. A DJ needs to be quick-witted and able to deal with difficult situations, such as when guests are not well-behaved. 2 weeks ago, an argument started at a wedding between the bride and groom's fathers, so my brother played a disco classic, and in 2 minutes they were dancing together, and suddenly the atmosphere was much more light-hearted. Sean has had to deal with quite a few situations like that, but fortunately, the majority of people just want a good time.